Blog Talk Radio.
Of God, one thing I could say, good morning. God bless each and every one of you. My God, it is a beautiful time, and God bless all our international listeners right now. Listen, right here in the United States, the East Coast time, I bless God for each and every one of you. Let me tell you something. often. You are really caring about your spiritual walking, your spiritual life. Listen, you know, already know, if you don't come on, my God, this time of morning with us or night, however you want to put it, amen, you am not wasting your time. My God, in order to get more from God, in order for you to go into different places, my God, in the spirit, God want to stretch your capacity. God want to stretch you. God want to stretch you spiritually and also mentally. You got to get pushed. You need to be pushed. And I thank God for each and every one of you, because one thing I could truly say, by this time next year, your mind is not going to be the same. Your spirit is not going to be the same. The way you approach God, the way you approach the spirit realm, is not going to be the same. I declare it, I decree it over your life. It is so, it will be so. None of your thinking will be the same. Everything that God has for you, it is going to be for you. You are not going to have to go to another soothsayer. You ain't going to have to run to another revival just to try to get an answer, just try to get a message, just try to get a revelation. You are not going to have to run nowhere, because God, what he don't place inside of you, he don't place his spirit, he don't place his mind inside of you. And God going to show you how to tap into you to pull out what he don't place already in you. Can I get a witness on that this morning? I declare it, I decree it, it shall be and it will be. I thank God for each and every one of you, my God, that tuning in. My God, I bless his holy name. I give honor to my wife, amen, and the Atheon family. I thank God for you. But I declare it and decree it, my God Almighty, this midnight hour, as your flesh get weary, your minds are weary, as your body want to tell you to go to sleep, you're going to learn how to conquer your flesh. You're going to learn how to conquer your human spirit. You're going to learn how to conquer your self-thoughts. You're going to be an individual that is strong and walking into the spirit of God, that you are dangerous to the enemy. The enemy going to fear you. I declare it, I decree it in the name of Jesus. This is your time that you're going to arrive. This is your time that the covenant of God, that they get ready to remarry you. You're going to have a reunification service in the spirit of God. I declare it, I decree it in the name of Jesus. Articulate your spirit of man now, and that's your spirit of man to arise now in the name of Jesus. It shall be, it will be. It is your time to reign into the kingdom of God. It is your time to reign into the things of God. No longer you're going to be crippled because of ignorance of knowledge. Knowledge that's keeping you in the darkness. Enemy is oppressing your intellect, for you begin, for you're not able to receive the things of God that he has for you. No longer you're going to be illiterate to the things, to the articulation of God. Begin to receive his blessing that he has for you in your life. Poverty is going to be the thing of the past. My God Almighty, variation and depression are going to be things of the past. God gave you power, and you're going to end up, you're going to begin to walk into that power. I declare it and decree it, before this year is over, before this month is out, you're going to articulate into the divine will of God. Regardless if you know, or regardless if you don't know, in the name of Jesus, no longer you're going to slip into misery, slip into sorrow, because of different issues of life begin to take a different course. You're going to begin to adjust. You're going to be individual, my God, to be able to adapt in natural and adapt in the spiritual things of God. In the name of Jesus, I declare it and I decree it over your life, over your home, over your family, over your children. If you believe it in the spirit realm, I dare you in your house, in your bed, or wherever you are in the world, give God a shout of amen. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised, my God Almighty. order for God to take you deeper, order to give him more. He got to stretch you past your limits. He got to take you past the limits, my God Almighty. When you say, I had enough, I don't need that, I had enough, I can't take it no more. God begin to take you past, take you further than where you think you could go, my God Almighty. And I'm here to tell you, my God, to this morning, tonight, evening, afternoon, wherever you at in the world, you can handle what God done placed inside of you. You can handle more than you think you can handle. The enemy don't want you to know how much you can handle. The enemy don't want you to know that God ain't made you to a place. The enemy don't want you to know the things that God done placed inside of you. That's why the enemy want to keep you in darkness. If he can keep you feels though you are defeated, he can keep you feels though that you cannot find your way out. He can keep you in depression. He can keep you in a relation. The enemy, my God, don't want you to know. But I declare and decree, as you don't make the first commitment tonight, God gonna break every addiction, every habit that the enemy don't place in your mind, place in your spirit. It won't work. My God Almighty, y'all gotta tell the enemy the old tricks that he used to do is not gonna happen no more. Because when God said he gonna make me a new creature, I am a new creature. God, we declare it, we decree it in tonight, God. We thank you, God, as you begin to unveil revelation, God, through the information of the text, God. God, we thank you. Have us to go in our minds and our spirit, God, to begin to clean house. We don't want to begin to start a new chapter. We don't want to begin to start a new journey, God, with the mess up inside of us. Things that we don't know, things that we're keeping in suppression. We tired of God going through emotion. We tired of being stimulated, God, and don't see no manifestation. In the name of Jesus, it will not work no more. Help us, God, the breath that you placed inside of us that we before we was even born. We call it now to come out of us. In the name of Jesus, spirit man, arise. In the name of Jesus, arise out of us and begin to articulate what God done established inside of man through the spirit. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, so shall it be, so shall it be. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, order to get more into God, you're going to have to dig into God. And one thing that we're going to get ready to go through, understanding the covenant of God. I'm going to take you through, my God, my seven different types of covenants, all the way up to the covenant, my God, today. I'm going to take you, walk you through seven different covenants. So tomorrow, please get your pens and paper. You get ready to go to another realm, go to another level, go to another understanding in the covenant of God. What happened was, my God Almighty, us saints of God, we constantly, my God, go through different things in life. We go through different things in our walk. We have this understanding about, my God, repent, repent. We understand repentance, amen. But what we do not walk into the covenant, amen. The covenant is a contract, amen, an obligation between you and the Father. God has got a covenant with you. You cannot enter into the kingdom. You cannot receive from the kingdom without establishing or relying in the covenant of God. Many of us trying to go into the kingdom, trying to receive things from God through prayer, through demands, through declaring, through decreeing, without establishing the proper covenant. Some of us have a broken covenant where a covenant between me and God is broken. Some of us never established a covenant with God. Amen. Some of us established covenants with God without having a proper understanding. Y'all hear me? My God. So time after time, when God said, position thyself, position us, we position ourselves in prayer, we position ourselves in fasting, we position ourselves in consecration, we position ourselves in believing, but we do not go back to the table and redo the covenant. Some Some of us don't broke covenants through things that we done in our life. Some of us don't walk through covenants that we don't understand. It's just like a husband and it's just like a wife. When they become married, they become with covenant. They have rules, do's, and don'ts. And the do's, my God, is pertaining to the vows. They have guidelines that he or she must go by. And when one breach of the contract, or when one breach the covenant agreement that he or she done made, amen, a lot of times that comes into with divorce, or that comes with a relationship that is unstable. Now they go back to the table in communication, and they begin to review the covenant, review the agreement. Y'all hear me? My God, tonight, they begin to repair the covenant relationship, and what? They begin to recommit back to each other. Order for us to get what we need to get from God, we're going to have to make sure we're in a proper covenant with God. We're going to have to redo. You're going to have to repair. Most of us need to understand the covenant with God. Y'all hear me, my God? Tonight, amen, amen. So many times as God done so, spoke to me, God says, so many of my saints, they come before me and they believe that I'm going to do it. Son, I will do it. God said he will do it. He can do it. He's able to do it. But he will not do anything out of his guidelines. He will not do anything out of his structure. He will not do anything out of his will. Otherwise, we have to be in the will of God so we can begin to see, begin to experience what God has for us. And what is his will, my God? If you want a covenant blessing, if you want to experience the benefit of God, you got to make sure you're in the covenant of Yahweh. Hear me up in here. You got to make sure you're in the covenant of God. So many couples, or so many unmarried couples, want to experience the benefits of being married without having a proper covenant. Y'all hear me? So their experiences, what their experience is not blessed. They're just going through the motions. My God Almighty. So many of us have been going through the motions year after year, time after time. We're just going through the emotions. Amen. Because, my God, we're trying to get our experience from God without having a covenant of God. So, therefore, we go through the emotions time after time. But I declare and decree that this is the last year of that you came in, my God Almighty, going through the emotions time after time. Your life cannot go through the emotions no more. You don't have time to go through the emotions no more. You don't have time for folks to keep playing with you, playing with your ear, playing with the word of God no more. I declare in the decree that tonight you're going to begin to take a stand. What's going to come into you, you're going to begin to take a stand and protect your relationship and protect your covenant with the God Almighty. Y'all better hear me. With God Almighty. Your covenant with God is very important. It's very important to receive from God. It's very important. Amen. Many people, we get into the motion, and all we do, we see, we repent. Absolutely correct. But we don't go back to the table in the form of communication and renegotiation, where God covenanted back into our life. Y'all hear me? God already have a set establishment, a covenant agreement, that what he says he's going to do between me and you and I. Same type of covenant agreement that he dealt with Moses, that he dealt with Noah, y'all hear me, that he dealt with Abraham, that he dealt with different individuals as it was coming up in their time, in their generation. Amen. And he have a covenant that he set right now. Amen. Regardless of how much you pray, how much you speak in tongues, how much you roll around on the floor, how much you shout till you get tired, till you get cramps when you're walking, when you go home, y'all hear me, how much you sweat, it doesn't matter. If you're not in the covenant of God, you're going to be right about this time next year. You're going to be trying to figure out, God, I'm doing everything. I'm fasting like I'm supposed to. I'm praying like I'm supposed to. I'm being faithful like I'm supposed to. But God, I still don't see no manifestation because you forgot one thing, to go back to the table and redo the covenant. You remember when you were ready to give up and throw in the towel? my God, you breached the contract. Because, my God, in the covenant agreement, he said, I am God that's going to fight your battle. When you took it upon yourself, you breached the contract. Because he said, I will fight it. I will take care. When you went to the place of worrying, to the place that it felt got you sick, you breached the contract. He said, cast your cares upon me. Y'all hear me tonight? My God, you breached the contract. Y'all hear me? When he said, do not have no other God before me, when you start worrying about your job, that it's your, my God, that it's your responsibility, or if that's what's going to take care of you, when you start putting other things before God, you don't breach your contract. Therefore, when you have a contract breach, the contract is broken, and you have to go back and remend the contract. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So you have to go back to real men. You have to go back to real lives. Some of us, we got it right, my God Almighty, to get back in good standards. But we did not get it right to get back in alignment of the blessings. Y'all about to holler at your boy on that one. We got it right to get back in good standards. But we did not get it right to get back into the blessing, to get back into his will. Y'all about to hear me. To get back in his will. Amen. We got it right to where he said, I forgave you. And what I forgave you about, I threw it in the sea of forgiveness. Amen. But that still doesn't mean that your contract of your covenant is still good. Y'all about to hear me. How do you feel if your husband or your wife, they've been out late night? Amen. You home in your bed, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden, here they coming in the house way in the afternoon time. And now they want to come in here to hug on you, kiss on you, not explaining themselves where they've been, not having no explanation. Y'all about to hear me. All they got lipstick on them, smelling life, you know, another woman or another man, cologne or perfume, but next thing you know, they want to lay in a bed with you. Y'all got to talk to your boy tonight. The church, they should be going to bed tonight. They, my God Almighty, now they want to lay in a bed with you. They want to take a shower with you. Then they want to put the mans on you. Can you give me something to eat? Can you cook for me? Can you go and do this here? My God, without no explanation, amen. My God Almighty, in other words, somebody need to come in and explain themselves. You came in this relationship. You said, I am the only one. You came in this relationship. You say you're going to hold me, my God. You're going to take care of me. You're going to do this for me. You're going to make sure you seek me. You're going to make sure you stay in me. You're going to make sure you're going to love me. But something else came between me and the relationship. Even though you might not say it, but I see your action. I'm trying to figure out, where art thou? I'm trying to figure it out. Amen. Amen. How would you feel? How would you feel that it says, hey, my God, would you feel all joyful? Or he just want to spend some time with me without no explanation? Well, how do you think God feel? That's how God feel. Amen. Because I know that many of you, my God, did not come into the understanding, amen, of it. But God want to bring you into the understanding now because he don't want you to miss what he has for you. How do you think God feel? Amen. 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 We're supposed to spend time with him. We're supposed to did our part in the relationship, did our part in the agreement, did our part in the covenant. Oh, my God, Almighty. But yet, my God, Almighty, we have other stuff in the midst of the covenant, for we cannot fulfill our part. But yet God said, you still asking me to come into your life. You still asking me to come touch you. You still asking me to come rub your head. You still asking me to rebuke that headache. You still asking me to turn your finances around. But yet you still not came back to the table and explained yourself for we can get the covenant back right. Y'all gotta hear me tonight. Back right together. You have to get the covenant a minute. Many of you are doing so many things to get yourself to straighten different things out in your life. You're doing so many things to cancel different things out of your life. But the Holy Ghost said, don't allow them to miss this one last part that so many people miss. Every year they go jumping and shouting, they do their New Year's sign. My God, they got a James Brown shoes on, doing a James Brown sign as well. My God, every year, but none of my God said there's so many of them doing doing all that, but they still have not came back and redid the covenant. They still have not came back and remend the covenant back with you. That's why God got us in prayer. That's why he got you in fellowship, because some of us need to go back to the table and go back and talk to God and go back and repair, my God Almighty, and go back and recommend to the covenant that God has, because in the midst of God's covenants, that's where the benefits lies at, in the covenant. Y'all hear me? Other words, God said, I'm going to bring this to the table. You bring this to the table, I'm going to bring this to the table. This in the covenant agreement. So other words, God said, I am your healer. I am your deliverer. I am the blesser. Y'all got to hear me. I am the blesser. I am the one that say he's going to do what he does. I am your provider. My God, this is what I'm bringing to the table. My God, am I? And all I need you to bring to the table, just worship me. God said, have no other God before me, my God, am I? Is there anybody that's ready to redo their covenant with God? I don't know about you, my God, am I? But you don't jump and shout it and still didn't see no manifestation in your life for so long. You don't sit and got the word of God. You got the tongue of the God. But I don't know about you, but I'm ready to see the manifestation of God. Are you ready to receive the manifestation of God? Are you ready to receive what God has for you, for your home, for your seed, for everything that you're connected with? Therefore, God, we declare and we decree it. As God called the word and articulate something in our spirits, Holy Ghost, trouble the waters now inside of us. Bring up anything that needs to be bringed up in our life, God, that we need to reflect on, for we can repair the covenant with you. I declare it and I decree it. It shall be so. God, we give you the glory tonight, because as tonight, my God, you open up our eyes, you open up our spirits, you open up our spiritual senses to things that we were not aware of, or we overlook, God. We shall not overlook it no more. We shall be aware of it now, God. We thank you, God, that as we begin, my God, to go back at the table, to scratch out your altar, God, and allow you to do a new thing with inside of us, my God Almighty, we're going to keep the covenant pure this time. We're going to keep our obligation pure this time. We thank you, God, that you are so gracious, you are so merciful, that you refuse to allow us to miss another blessing. You refuse to allow us to miss another season. We thank you, God, that it shall be so in our life. We understand that we're going to get ready to go through our best times, our best years, our best days, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, snatch our spirit man's, for it to, my God, regardless the covenant agreements that we don't vow, that we don't make before God, it will be so. It is so. In the name of Jesus, we worship you tonight, God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We worship you tonight. We worship you tonight. Shika namabashika mamaboshika. God says, year after year, the number one thing that the saints miss, and the enemy allowed them to get caught up into the hype. One thing about the enemy, he don't care if you have, if it's 10 different things that you need, and you got all 9 of them except one. He don't care if you got all 9, as long as you don't get that one to make you complete. He don't want you to be complete. He don't mind you jumping and shouting. He don't mind you speaking in tongues. But he don't want you to show the manifestation power that God is able. That's why the body of Christ has been so attacked right now. The body of Christ is being attacked, and the enemy having a field day on it, because the saints of God are not walking into the manifestation power. We're walking into verbal power. What is the power when the Bible says, let the words that you do speak to itself? That's the manifestation. Power. Because he wants you to have the nine. As long as you don't get that last nugget, as long as you don't get that last revelation, that's going to make your life complete. That's going to make the whole journey complete. But you can get ready to receive your manifestation. But how many of you know that in God's system, he doesn't have no jurisdiction? As you call my God, the enemy doesn't have no jurisdiction over you. For God has everything in his hand. And this season, and this year, I can tell us what this last year looking like. That's just the enemy want to plant a seed in you. I can tell us what's going on right now. That's the enemy trying to shake your faith. God said it's going to be the blessed time. But he got instructions for we to be in alignment, for we can receive the blessing. I can tell us how much money you throw at somebody's altar. I can tell us how much seed you can put in somebody's basket. If you never go back to make sure the covenant is right between you and God, you just giving something to where you will not get a return back. You're giving something to where it's going to be value nothing in the covenant or in the plans of God. I put this in your spirit tonight. Because as you sleep tonight, I pray that the Holy Ghost begin to deal with your mind and your spirit. And begin to reflect on different things that brought you into a place to where you breach your contract with God. Because you can get it right before, my God, the season of the outpouring is going to get ready to happen. You won't miss it. You'll be in a place for it. And I know you are ready. And I know it's your time. That's why God is giving you the information for your revelation. And I know by this time next year, we're going to be shouting in our manifestation. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I want to deal with the root that is lined in your soul. God is tired of dealing with your branches. We want to deal with the root. Why you walk down on God and begin to take your drink? Why you backslide from the church? God want to deal with your root. Because he wants you to come back and come out and feel the Holy Ghost. It's two people on this line, my God, tonight. I don't know what part of the line you are now. I hear the Holy Ghost says, he yelled at me. The Holy Ghost said, tell him. There's two of you on this tonight. You don't have no time to keep backsliding in the world. God, the Holy Ghost said, time. That a time is surely winding up. And if you spare, you will not live to see 2020. Because the enemy got a trap for you. As long as you are out there, and I come to my God. My God Almighty, you are in a place for the wolves to be devouring you. Take heed that the Holy Ghost want to save you, but it's going to be your decision. It's your decision. Your decision. He loves you so much to give you warning. He loves you so much. He's give us the final piece to the puzzle so we can continue to receive from him. Father, I thank you tonight as you stimulate the minds and stimulate the spirit of individuals. that this week is going to be an easy week from them as they begin to go in their daily functions of work, as they spend time in the morning in the Word, as they spend time at night, that their spirit's going to be rejuvenated and their body is going to be rejuvenated. It's going to be easy because your spirit, your presence, you must now as we speak, going to rest upon them heavy like never before. And they're going to begin to line things up as we take a journey, my God, through the covenants from Genesis through Revelation that you establish. And for we can begin to make sure we're in a recommit and a realignment within you. I thank God for each and every one of you tonight. Tune back in tomorrow night at 12, but also tomorrow at 7 a.m. It's just a start what God has for you. God bless you tonight.